Gary, where's that dude that I'm supposed to interview? From New York Press. Oh, there he is. There's Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Howard Stern here.
How you doing?
Jeff's the editor of something called New York Press. It's a free newspaper that I see on the streets of Manhattan all the time. I was a little confused, Jeff, because someone brought me the paper yesterday, and after years of getting all these awards from you guys, then you printed that now I'm the sixth most loathsome person in New York.
I think you're number seven, actually.
Number seven.
Yeah.
So which is it going to be, Jeff? How do you give me awards? Is it that you give me an award and I don't pay attention to it, so let's go the other way? Is that what it is?
No. It's absolutely not the case. There's two things to understand. One is that this award was given 10 months ago.
Okay.
So whoever got it to you is a little slow on the pickup. And the other thing is that I'm new editor as of 2 years ago, and we're also under new ownership. We retain a lot of the same writers and a lot of the same readership, but we're a whole new crew here.
Yeah, but as recently as a year ago, I received an award from you guys.
That was a Reader's Poll award, so you can credit our readers with better taste than us, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
So let's get it straight, Jeff. I'm one of the most loathsome people, but you left Joel Steinberg off the list.
Well, he was released in June of last year, actually. Gary mentioned that to me yesterday. He would be in the running for this year's Loathsome, which is coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, I see. Well, let me just say, after years of receiving awards from you guys for various things and several phone calls throughout the years trying to get on the show, I can tell you, Jeff, that I didn't appreciate your comments. I thought they were a low blow. I thought that to say that I haven't done anything for free speech, that I'm in it for the money, would probably be the thing that is furthest from the truth about me personally. And you're entitled to your opinion. I'm certainly full of opinions.
Well, here's our problem. As far as I'm concerned, your battles with the FCC didn't go far enough, and you staged them as publicity stunts over the years. I'm an old listener of yours for 8 years.
Oh, are you, Jeff?
You could have taken this a lot further.
Jeff, since you know so much about me and you were a listener for 8 years, what would you suggest that I have done differently?
I think letting your company pay the fines, I think, was a little pussy.
Letting your company pay the fines. So you think I could have stopped this company from paying the fines?
Well, the other thing is to remember that this award was given to you before you hopped over to Sirius, which I believe was the first bold move you've made in terms of FCC battle.
Well, let's discount that for a second. Let's go back to what you're criticizing me for. You're the editor of a paper.
Right.
And you're saying I should have stopped Viacom from paying the fines.
Well, couldn't you have struck out independently if you had more guts, if you wanted to throw more money behind it?
If I had more guts. Well, let's analyze my guts versus your guts.
All right.
Okay. First of all, how many radio stations do you think are out there now that could employ me? I'd say there are two major companies, Viacom and Clear Channel.
Right.
Clear Channel, after years of doing business with me, fired me abruptly. Because I was doing my show. I didn't change my show. I didn't bow to anybody. I got fired. I've been fired throughout my career because of the things I've done on the radio when people told me I couldn't do them.
Does that surprise you that Clear Channel would fire you? They're monsters.
Well, so you're telling me that in the same breath, I should have told Clear Channel what to do. They fired me. I should have told Viacom what to do. Viacom was being pressured by the government. They were going to take away the radio station's licenses. They were not allowing them to do business, buy, or sell radio stations. And you think that they would have listened to me when I said repeatedly, don't pay the fines. What do I have to do?
You said it. They did it anyway.
They did it anyway. I said it a million times. I said, let's go to court and fight this thing.
I would just think
you're a naive kid. How old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
You're naive, Jeff. You don't know what you're writing. And when I suggest to you that some of you in the press get behind me and start to talk about what's going on right now in Congress. They're passing a bill to fine broadcasters $500,000 individually.
I think it's a horrible thing.
What are you doing about it, Jeff?
Hey, we're fighting our own battles. Hey, we're fighting our own battles in terms of what's important to us in terms of newspapers. You support people like Rudy and Bloomberg who are monsters, too, who are in the process.
Monsters? Rudy Giuliani supported this show, was one of the only guys who spoke out against the FCC on my behalf.
Yeah, well, good for you, but he's trying to shut down distribution of newspapers in this city. Giuliani put in progress.
What did you do about it?
We're fighting it right now.
How are you fighting it?
Financially, in the courts, and in our paper. We're fighting our battles in terms of him trying to restrict the distribution of newspapers.
Because
you fight yours, we'll fight ours.
I'm fighting my battle.
Well,
you're not fighting anything.
We're fighting ours.
But did I put you down for fighting your battles? You haven't done crap. Nobody's even heard of your goddamn newspaper.
Well, thanks for the publicity. I really don't need it from you because
sure
we're a
you
local
do.
Newspaper.
Well, that's right. You got some great advertising there, too. How about the endless pages of gay and straight escort services?
And you would condemn us for hooker ads?
No, but don't act like you're all high and mighty there with your morality.
I'm not, but you're just no friend of ours. You've supported the people that have tried to
I'm no friend of yours.
Absolutely.
I even know who the hell you are. What do you mean I'm a friend of you? I am your best friend because I'm the only guy out here fighting for the First Amendment, and I'm right on the goddamn front lines, and you're writing crap about me, Jeff.
I think you could have taken it further is the whole point. I think you could have taken the case
Jeff,
further.
Okay, Jeff. You know what, Jeff? You're about as naive as a child can be.
Thank you.
And you're a child.
I think you could have taken the cases further than you did. And I think
you should actually be off the air.
Was the case filed against me, Jeff? Do you even know what the case is?
No, I don't know the names of the cases.
Who was it filed against, Jeff?
I would assume it'd be your bosses.
It would be Viacom and Clear Channel.
Right.
Okay. How the hell could I control what they did? I condemned what they did.
And yet you still go on the air and make money for them.
Well, of course I go on the air. Where else would I be but on the air? What should I do, walk away?
Sure, walk away. If money's not important to you, then walk away.
From my show because they paid a fine? What? And then how do I win? How does that makes all the guys who are against free speech winners.
Listen, as I said, I was happy that you moved over to Sirius.
I'm glad you're happy. Thank you, Jeff.
You're very welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Drop dead. What a jerk. I mean, what kind of logic is that? Gee, you're no friend of ours. Well, who employed me to be a friend of yours?
I think you could have taken it further.
I think you could have taken it further. Man, I've taken it right to the end. I've been fired. I've been reprimanded. I've been...
And ultimately just censored out of existence.
And my show gets censored out of existence, and now I'm moving to satellite where I'm starting a whole new goddamn industry. What's he doing? He's running a free paper. People never even heard of the goddamn paper. And I find it interesting, up until a couple of years ago, the dude was handing me out awards.
Well, he finally told you what his motivation was. It has nothing to do with you on the air. That's a ruse. They're upset with you for your political leanings.
Yeah. Because I supported Rudy Giuliani.
And so now they're in a fight with him.
I also supported many a Democrat.
That's not the point. Hmm. Giuliani did something to them.
Oh, to them.
Right, so you're guilty by association.
It's just, you know, that's fine, but it's just when people, you know... I'm in the middle of the battle of my life here. I've been waging this battle for 20 years. For this guy, this punk, to say he listens and he knows what I should be doing.
Right.
At least sit down and know the facts. You could have fought those fines. But the fines weren't against me. They were against
right.
the company I work for.
And they get to handle them any way they want.
The guy sounds like an idiot.
And you always say, don't pay him. Take him to court. There's no way they can prove something's indecent. You say that all the time.
And Robin points out, he wasn't honest in his criticism. I mean, he had the problem because you supported Giuliani.
Right.
Because you supported Bloomberg.
So say that.
It had nothing to do with the FCC. He should be on your side for that. But he's not.
No,
he's
I would respect the guy. If Jeff came on here and said, we just said you're a loathsome New Yorker because you support Mayor Giuliani and Mayor
that
Bloomberg.
Right.
That's fair. That would have been fine. That's researched.
Because his other arguments hold no water whatsoever.
But to say I'm not fighting for the First Amendment.
I mean, you've done nothing but. When everybody else has caved in, when everybody else has quit, when everybody else has been fired, you've been here since 1987.
And I believe
the first fines came down.
And I believe that history will prove that the bold step I'm taking to go to satellite will pave the way so that other broadcasters have a chance to do their thing and to develop an act. And not to be stifled.
Now, he showed his hand in that argument. It's clear that Giuliani and Bloomberg probably tried to shut down his circulation, and you support them.
I support them. I don't support them in shutting down a newspaper.
But you have
I'm
no
unaware
idea
of
about
it.
That fight.
That's right.
Right, so, you know.
And we don't know all the facts on that either. I mean, who knows?
Who knows what
they're
was.
Up to? I don't know.
This guy's so muddled, and that's my point about newspapers. Whether they're free newspapers or the big papers like the Times or the Post or the Daily News, it's these guys write these articles, and they don't even know the full story.
But you also don't know their motivation. See, he definitely had an axe to grind.
I'll tell you his motivation. The paper gets no attention. They write something negative about me. And then it gets attention.
Yeah, but I'm saying the reason he picked you as well, even though they've been laudatory of you in the past, is because he's having some problem with Giuliani
yeah.
and Bloomberg.
So take it up with Giuliani. What did I do to you? I'm at least fighting a good fight, too, trying to make a First Amendment battle here.
And what I'm saying is sometimes when you read those obnoxious headlines about you, it's some personal agenda somebody has about you as opposed to what they're really writing.
Mike Walker, on the phone again.
Yes, exactly.
No satellite feed, huh?